This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is the latest member of the Trump administration to announce he's stepping down. Here's White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
In a letter, Mr. Mattis said that President Trump deserved to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with his views. Mattis took issue with President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. U.S. officials say the military planning a pullout of American troops from Afghanistan. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
With the push from the White House, the Pentagon is developing plans to withdraw up to half of the 14,000 U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan, according to U.S. officials. By one account, the troops could be out by summer. President Donald Trump has long considered the war in Afghanistan to be a lost cause. He was persuaded earlier this year by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and other military leaders to stay the course and keep pressure on the Taliban and an Islamic State insurgency. Officials say the new push for withdrawal factored into the Mattis decision to resign Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Also in the news, the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has passed a temporary spending bill that gives President Trump $5 billion for a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. The bill now goes to the U.S. Senate, where analysts say it has no chance of being approved. President Trump spoke about the need for a border wall.
The safety and security and sovereignty of the United States is the most important principle of all. If we don't stand strong for our national borders, then we cease to be a nation.
Mr. Trump has demanded that the money to build the wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S., he says. This is VOA News. Islamic State fighters in Syria should not expect any relief from the pounding of U.S. and coalition airstrikes, at least for now. The assurance from the U.S. military comes as President Trump declares victory over IS. The charity Doctors Without Borders says the needs of the Yemen population are being neglected. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Doctors Without Borders program manager Charles Gaudry has just returned from 3 weeks in Yemen. He says he was particularly struck by the extent of the needs of the population. He says they are paying the highest cost of more than 3 years of war. For example, he says more than 2,000 people died from the huge cholera epidemic that swept the country last year. Gaudry says more people are dying from diseases and lack of health care than they are from the war itself. He says there is no support for basic health services. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Trump administration has announced a new policy on immigration and asylum. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, announced the new partnership between the U.S. and Mexico, under which migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border must remain in Mexico while their cases are being processed in the United States.
Individuals arriving in or entering the United States from Mexico illegally or without proper documentation may be returned to Mexico for the duration of their immigration proceedings.
And Zoe Lofgren, a member of the U.S. Congress, says the new policy is a violation of U.S. immigration law.
Your policy does not adhere to the requirements of the immigration law. If it does, the rest of the immigration law might as well not be written.
Under the new agreement between the U.S. and Mexico, catch and release will now be replaced with catch and return. U.S. prosecutors have unsealed an indictment against two members of a notorious Chinese cyber espionage group, the latest in a string of charges brought against Chinese nationals involved in stealing trade secrets and other sensitive information from U.S. businesses and other entities. A cyber campaign resulted in the thefts of hundreds of gigabytes of sensitive data hacked from a broad swath of companies. China's foreign ministry today came out in opposition to the U.S. charges, saying it would never participate or support stealing of commercial secrets. British government has deployed troops to the second busiest airport in the country, Gatwick, after drones flying over the runway forced hundreds of flights to be grounded during the year's busiest travel season. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.